2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
I'm so glad you're here. KSL News Time 345. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
police in Beaver County are investigating a possible murder. They say the suspect told them he thought he was helping to protect other people inside the victim's own home. I'm KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe.
Second, 23 more Utahns have died from COVID this weekend. The state is reporting nearly 3,200 new cases since Friday. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
We do have traffic building and slowing down for those who are traveling northbound I-15 in Davis County, especially leaving Layton and going through Clearfield. And we are also looking at a little bit of traffic building and slowing down northbound on Highway 40 to connect to I-80. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Sunny skies, 86. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
We've topped that. We're at 88 degrees now. KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
A guilty verdict in R. Kelly's sex trafficking trial. A New York jury convicted the R&B superstar on all charges, including racketeering, after avoiding criminal responsibility for decades on numerous allegations of misconduct with young women and children. Terry Austin is an analyst on the Law and Crime Network.
He still has these other trials to defend himself, both in Illinois and Minnesota. He's facing some charges there as well.
Kelly could be sentenced to decades in prison. The NTSB says Amtrak's Empire Builder was traveling within the 79-mile-per-hour speed limit just moments before it jumped the track Saturday in Montana. Vice Chair Bruce Landsberg.
These crashes happen literally within seconds.
Three people were killed and dozens were injured. A test vote is expected in the Senate at any time on a bill to avoid a government shutdown. Vaccine mandates in effect in some states, including for hospital workers in New York. President Biden got a booster dose of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now the KSL In-Depth. It's Jazz Media Day. KSL Sports Jazz Insider Ben Anderson has been talking with the players and the coaches as they gear up for the upcoming season. Ben, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, one of the big storylines out of today is about the team's vaccination status. Tell us about this.
Yeah, there's no mandate in the NBA for players to get vaccinated, but you're starting to see a couple of high-profile names around the league of players who haven't, and it might end up costing them the ability to play games, whether they're in New York or some teams in California simply aren't going to let you play. Now, the Jazz announced today that they're 100% vaccinated. That's not just the coaches and the training staff. That's all 18 players that are on the roster right now, so they won't have any of those issues traveling, going to different cities that could have held them up from appearing on the floor. And you know what? 90% of the NBA is vaccinated, but not having those lone holdouts is going to make one fewer headache going throughout training camp and into the regular season.
Sure, no pun intended, but they can wash their hands of the problem. They're still licking their wounds from round two and the Clippers last season. What are they talking about as they head into camp now?
Yeah, it's really interesting. They finished the regular season with the best record last year, and then they were eliminated in the second round, as you mentioned. It's kind of championship or bust now, and it's hard to put that much on any team. You know, 29 teams lose their final game of the season. One team wins the championship. So the odds are never in your favor, but the Jazz have finished with the best regular season record. They know they can win. They know they have to take the next step, and that next step really is getting past the second round, getting to the conference finals, and maybe even making a finals run. As they saw two smaller market teams in Milwaukee and Phoenix battle it out for the NBA title last season.
The roster is pretty static this year, but there's a new general manager, and that's important to the team. What's the deal there? Is that going to have an effect?
Yeah, I think Justin Zanuck might be a little bit more in touch with the coaching staff than the last vice president of basketball operations, Dennis Lindsay, was. You know, it's such a competitive sport, and the competition isn't just on the court. It's in the front office. It's in the coaching staff. It does seem like there's a new level of harmony with the Jazz, how it's working. Everyone seems to be on the same page going into the year, and, you know, happier people are probably going to have better success. I think that's what the Jazz are banking on.
All right, so do we just hang out for months and months and wait for the playoffs? Is that basically what this year is?
You know, ultimately, if you want to boil it down to that, I think you can. But also, if Jazz fans wanted to say last season's success was totally based on what they did in the playoffs or not, it wouldn't have been very fun. But you would have ignored having three All-Stars. You would have ignored, you know, seeing a Sixth Man of the Year award winner, a Defensive Player of the Year award winner, winning so many games during the regular season. I always try and tell people, enjoy the journey. Like you said, only one team wins a championship. If you can't enjoy the 82-game regular season, the highs and the lows, maybe basketball's not for you.
What a pleasure to have you back on the air, KSL Sports Insider Ben Anderson. Thanks for joining us. You've been listening to The In-Depth. KSL News Time 349. It's a check on traffic. We're brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. And here's Ricky Meese.
You're good to go on all your Salt Lake County freeways and on I-15 in Utah County, both directions. Between the Point and Provo, we do have traffic that's a little heavy and slow. Northbound Highway 40 in Summit County as you're trying to get to the I-80 junction. Then on the west side of the valley, starting to see traffic filling in southbound 5600 West. And this is between I-80 and 2100 South. Steve?
Well, up on the east side of the bench there of Salt Lake Valley, southbound Foothill Drive, just a bit thick and slow between the golf course and 21st South right now. Northbound I-15, got some delays in Davis County waiting for you there at Hillfield Road up to 700 South into Clearfield. And northbound Highway 89 starting to fill in now at South Weber Drive. Thriller is back. See all your favorite Halloween characters on stage in this spooktacular smash hit performance. Buy tickets and get performance details at odysseydance.com. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the nines, your 7-day forecast now. Grant Wayman.
Sunshine, 86 the high today, and a little hazy out there. It gets windy tonight. Showers, thunderstorms tomorrow, mainly in the afternoon. And tomorrow's high 74, and a big cool down Wednesday, 62. Could be some showers in the morning, clearing in the afternoon, but a cool day. 68 on Thursday, lots of sunshine. It's going to stay cool after that. Friday, 73, sun and sunshine in the 70s for the weekend, 76 Saturday, and 77. Warms up a little bit on Sunday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
It's last hot day, 88 degrees in Salt Lake.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News, only on KSL News Radio.
Can you feel it? A new season is in the air. Here in Utah, we're ready for it. And if you need cataract surgery, there's even more great news for you. It's a new day in cataract surgery. Amazing advances and lens options can restore your vision and give you the opportunity to reduce dependency on glasses, bifocals, and even readers after cataract surgery. Hoops Vision is proud to be a national leader in state-of-the-art laser-assisted cataract procedures. And they're committed to offering the latest groundbreaking technology for improved visual outcomes for their valued patients. If you have cloudy or blurry vision, don't miss another moment. Ask about how to apply your flex spending and even your HSA to cover any portion of your procedure not covered by Medicare. Call 877-30-LASIK. That's 877-305-2745. Book today and discover more at hoopsvision.com. That's hoopsvision.com. The Salt Lake Chamber is Utah's voice for business. Okay, that sounds great, but what does it really mean? Well, as Utah's largest and longest standing business association, they support and champion community prosperity throughout the state. And if you're in business, well, that's a very good thing for you. Be sure to listen to the Chamber's Speaking on Business, weekdays at 7:20, 11:55, and 5:20 p.m. on KSL News Radio.
A deeper connection with water can change your life, and that's what the home's first smart water network does. It turns your everyday routine into a customized experience.
Moen, fill the baby's bottle.
And it can stop a catastrophic leak with a simple Water designs our life. Who designs for water?
The water.
Moen.
Be the first to hear breaking news or emergency traffic updates. Text the word news to 57500. That's the UCCU KSL text line. Love where you bank.
Next up at the opera, charming and clever Rosina has captured the attention of two men, the older Dr. Bartolo and the wealthy Count Almaviva. Determined to win her heart, the Count takes the advice of an old friend and barber, Figaro, and dresses in disguise to get into the house. Meanwhile, Figaro has an appointment to shave Bartolo, providing a distraction while the lovers plot their escape. Bartolo catches drift of what's going on and makes arrangements to expedite his marriage to Rosina. Desperate to stop the wedding, the Count and Figaro find Rosina. Disguises are exposed, truths are revealed, and confusion ensues. Will Rosina marry the man she loves or the one she hates? Are there more disguises up the Count's sleeve? And finally, will Figaro secure his place as the best wingman in history? Watch it happen live at Utah Opera's The Barber of Seville. With only 5 performances at Capitol Theater this October, get your tickets now at utahopera.org.
KSL News Time 3:55. And we're watching Utah's money. KSL Drives, the first electric pickup truck, has rolled off the production line. It's not a Tesla, it's a Ford. Rivian has created the first electric truck for customers. The company says it gets 314 miles per charge. It's a Rivian. The truck starts at $69,000. On Wall Street today, the Dow closed up 71 points, ending the day at 34,869, but the S&P was down a dozen. The NASDAQ lost 77 points today. KSL News Time 3:55. Cougar Tracks is brought to you by Wasatch Medical Clinic. Here's Mitch Harper.
BYU improved to 4-0 after defeating USF 35-27. They did it with backup quarterback Baylor Romney, who got the start in replace of an injured Jaron Hall. It was a game where BYU was a sizable favorite. They let the Bulls turn it into a one-score game. A win is a win, though, for Kalani Sitake.
Disappointed, but thankful we got the win. Told our guys that no long faces in the locker room. You know, we want to play our best. I don't think we played our best as a complete team, but I think there's some really promising things considering, you know, with our backup quarterback. Some really good things that we saw on the field.
The win was still enough for BYU to move up 2 spots in the AP Top 25 poll to number 13 in the latest rankings. BYU now shifts their focus to the Battle of the Old Wagon Wheel against Utah State this Friday night in Logan. With Cougar Tracks, I'm Mitch Harper on your legacy home of the BYU Cougars, KSL News Radio.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.